This just released. The MCK wishes to inform the community that Chief and Council will deliver an open letter to Prime Minister Stephen Harper demanding that 1. He meet with Attawapiskat Chief Teresa Spence and 2. Address the issue of an unprecedented series of laws that are oppressive and insulting to First Nations.
We'll be providing an open letter to Stephen Harper to send a strong message that Canada needs to react to this before this poor woman takes any other drastic measures. And we will be going to Ottawa on Friday as part of the Gunawadi contingent. We believe there'll be a lot of people showing up, hundreds hopefully, if not thousands, from across the country, not only in support of Chief Spence, but also to, and again, assure that they receive the message that we are not happy, Indians across Indian country are not happy in the actions of this federal government.
Grand Chief Mike DeLille Jr. Additionally, Chiefs Rhonda Kirby, Gus Anahoe Sky Deer, Christine Zachary Diome, and Gina Deer will be joined by Gunasadage Chiefs Sonia Gagne, Shannon Nicholas, and Sheila Bonspiel, and Agwizusne Chiefs Karen Loran, Louise Thompson, and April Adams Phillips to meet with Chief Spence tomorrow, Wednesday, to offer the support of our communities during the second week of her hunger strike. Finally, the MCK announced that Chiefs DeLille, Lloyd Phillips, and Clinton Phillips will participate in Friday's Idle No More Day of Solidarity in Ottawa. A bus has been secured at no charge for community members who wish to attend. The exact time of departure will be announced before the event. Because school is still in session, only one bus is available and seats are limited. For those who cannot travel to Ottawa, Idle No More events are being organized in Cabot Square in Montreal at 12 noon on Friday and at the Gunasadage Pines at 10 a.m. on Saturday. The MCK will do its best to ensure it provides the community with the most current information possible. Now, you're up to date.